for the morning news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 71. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Wayne County Clerk Liz Ann Woodrow says there will be 6 contested races in the upcoming June primary election, all on the Republican side. She held a lottery yesterday morning to determine placement on the ballot for same-time filers. In order, in the race for treasurer, Crystal Ellis and Yvette Anderson will be on the ballot. Andy Glover and Randy Hedrick will vie for a seat on the county board in District 2, Roy Estimer, Eddie Barbary, and Brandon Biddles for District 3, Joshua Isle, Matt Shreve, and Jeremy Witter for District 5, Bill Bruce and Vern Hudson for District 6, and Gene Kolak, Stephen Troyer, and Shane Newman in District 7. Estimer, Hudson, Kolak, and Newman are incumbents. A full list of contested races can be found on our headlines page. Other Republican candidates for the county board include Daryl Hargrave in District 1 and Ronnie Winland in District 4. Liz Ann Woodrow is the only filer for county clerk, Chris Odie the only filer for sheriff, and Jody Poole the sole filer for supervisor of assessments. Precinct committee person filers include Marvin Cole for Bedford, Ron Woodrow for Barnhill, Louise Moreland for Grover, Dana Fellowitz for Fairfield 1, Kira Vinson for Lamard 1, Ellen Seitz for Indian Prairie, Yvette Anderson for 4 Mile, Joshua Isle for Big Mound 1, and Gary Atterbury for Mount Erie. On the Democrat side, only 4 petitions were filed, and all were for precinct committee person. Cheryl Holder for Jasper 1, Gordon Ensley for Massillon, Cassandra Fuller for Fairfield 2, and Judy Cates for Grover. The primary election this year will be June 28th. Residents will be able to seek vote-by-mail ballots between March 30th and June 23rd. And in-person early voting will begin May 19th. More news next.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit CSI Insurance in Fairfield today at CSIinsurancebrokers.com.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-597-2010. That's 1-800-597-2010. 1-800-597-2010. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In other news, the Fairfield Community of Christ Church will host a blood drive with the American Red Cross today from 11:30 to 5:30. People can make an appointment online at redcrossblood.org. The Red Cross says it has resumed testing all donations for COVID-19 antibodies for a limited time, and plasma from such donations may be used as convalescent plasma. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will hold a blood drive on April 22nd from 11:30 to 4:30, as blood inventories remain at critical levels across the country. That drive will be held at the Educational Annex Building at 203 Northwest 10th Street in the Red Cross bus. In addition to online scheduling, people can call Shauna Williams at 847-8242 for appointments. The Red Cross says blood donations are still needed daily to help cancer patients, trauma victims, and people with blood disorders. All who donate in March will receive a $10 e-gift card from Fanatics, per the Red Cross, and they'll also be entered to win a trip for two to the 2022 MLB All-Star Game in Los Angeles. South Central Red Cross Director Don Morris says, if people have the Red Cross app, they'll be able to see how their donation is used.
You know, and the good thing with the Red Cross is if you've signed up and you have the app, you, of course, because of confidentiality, you do not know the person's name that it goes to. But there's nothing more touching and real than getting a message or an email saying that your blood went to such and such to help a child. Or, you know, it kind of gives you a story. And it's a very vague story, but you get to see.
The organization provides about 40% of the nationwide blood supply. The Hope Center in Albion will hold a meet-and-greet with State Senator Darren Bailey's running mate today. Lieutenant Governor hopeful Stephanie Trussell will be at Spare Times Bowling Alley in Albion from 5:30 to 7, and the public is welcome to visit and meet the former Chicago radio host. The North Wayne Education Association will hold a trivia night April 8th at the Fairfield Elks Club. Registration will begin at 6, and trivia will start at 6:30. Teams consist of up to 8 members, and the entry fee is $100. The night will consist of 10 rounds of 10 questions, and all proceeds will be used to help fund scholarships for Cisney High School seniors. A 50-50 drawing and other activities are also planned. To pre-register a team, people should contact Kelsey Featherling at 673-2156 or Crystal Lewis at 839-2474. Anyone unable to attend but who wishes to contribute may sponsor a ghost team and will receive recognition at the event. The IDPH reported one new case of COVID-19 in Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, Jefferson, and Marion counties yesterday. White County added 2 cases on the state website, and Hamilton, Clay, Richland, and Lawrence counties held steady. As a state, Illinois announced 1,574 new cases and 32 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,049,616 cases and 33,139 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 1.9% on the 12th, down from 2.1% on the 11th. The Grayville City Council met Monday night. Jeremy Smith reports.
After approval of the consent agenda, the treasurer reported $1,870,118.36 in the investment account, $935,328.25 in the restricted account, and $299,503.79 in cash available for operations, for a total of $3,104,950.40. The police chief reported 67 calls of service for the month of February, including theft over $500, criminal damage to property, possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, domestic violence, and 3 wanted on warrants. He also reported 5 citations, 5 criminal arrests, and miscellaneous ordinance violations. In executive session action, the council approved the hiring of the city's 5th full-time officer to start on April the 18th. In old business, the council approved Ordinance 922, regulating video gambling. There was no update on the water filtration plant. In new business, the council authorized the application for the PARC grant and approved the authorization of the application for the Department of Transportation raise grant. All other items on the agenda were tabled. The next regular session Grayville City Council meeting is set for Monday, March the 28th at 7 p.m. in the Grayville City Hall. Reporting for TOC News, I'm Jeremy Smith.
This is Flood Safety Week, and the Illinois Emergency Management Agency has some important reminders. Kim Howard has the story.
One of the big messages is that when you come upon a flooded area, turn around, don't drown. IEMA spokesperson Kevin Sir says even a small amount of water can put you in danger.
6 inches of water can knock you down. So even though you are a big, burly person, just 6 inches of water could knock you off your feet and sweep you away. If you're in your vehicle, 1 foot of water can sweep your vehicle away. Never walk through, swim, or drive through flooded waters. That is inherently dangerous. There's so many things that could be, well, first off, sweeping you away, and then also in the water. So we tell people to remind them, turn around, don't drown.
It's also advised to stay off bridges over fast-moving floodwaters. Other tips, including preparing for possible flooding conditions and cleaning up after a flood, are available online at ready.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Avian influenza has been confirmed in Illinois in a non-commercial backyard flock in McLean County, per a report from the USDA. State veterinarian Dr. Mark Ernst says the State Department of Ag has been keeping an eye on the threat.
We sent out a letter to poultry producers urging them to strongly consider bringing their flocks indoors. I think that we've got to realize that exposure directly to wild waterfowl, as well as exposure to droppings, is a real threat. And we are in the migration period when these waterfowl are migrating back north. And so I think it would behoove producers to consider bringing their flocks in. Larger producers will obviously have biosecurity plans that they've already worked out and are should be reviewing and implementing. For backyard producers, I think you need to be aware that any exposure to other flocks other than your own proves a distinct possibility of bringing the virus back into your flock when you return home. So I would hesitate going to things like swap meets, go to other people's flocks.
State officials quarantine the affected area, and birds on the property will be depopulated to prevent spread. Today's crude oil price is $89.50. That's down $6.50 from yesterday. The April crude oil price is $99.01. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner, Drew Pounton, and Ken Odie. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hosselton at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 94-year-old Nancy Evelyn Mason died on Thursday. Services will be today at 2 at Marshall Ferry Cemetery. Stendebach Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Bible Grove resident Shelby Diana McNelly died on Monday. Diana McNelly is survived by daughter Janice, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, one brother, and many nieces and nephews. Services will be Thursday at 11 at Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and interment will be in Bible Grove Cemetery. 94-year-old Carmi resident Verla Maxine Brown died on Monday. Verla Brown is survived by her husband Leroy, children Johnny, Jimmy, William, Chris, and Judy, 14 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Services will be Saturday at 10:30 at Campbell Funeral Home. Visitation will be Friday from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Centerville Cemetery. 90-year-old Carmi resident Daryl Sexton died on Tuesday. Daryl Sexton is survived by son Greg, one granddaughter, one great-grandson, sister Sue, and numerous nieces and nephews. Services will be private. Stendebach Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Carmi resident Sally Ray Crummy died on Saturday. Sally Crummy is survived by her husband Robert, children Michael and Marie, 15 grandchildren, and one sister. Private services will be held. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 70-year-old Flora resident Denzel Paul Cook died on Sunday. Denzel Cook is survived by his wife Rita, one daughter, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services will be at a later date. Frank and Bright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 75-year-old Albion resident Mary Jo Barnard died on Saturday. Mary Jo Barnard is survived by her husband John, children Jessica and Nathan, 5 grandchildren, and 2 brothers. Services will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church. Visitation will be today from 4 to 7 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home. 77-year-old Norris City resident Donald Ray James died on Friday. Visitation will be today from 9:30 to 11 at Campbell Funeral Home, to be followed by services with military honors at Powell Cemetery. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Trask C. Smith died on Saturday. Services will be Friday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery.
68-year-old Fairfield resident Jackie Carter died on Friday. No formal services will be held, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 101-year-old Fairfield resident Virginia L. Ellis died on Friday. Services will be Thursday at 1 at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 71. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
Dr. Asbury, the most experienced gynecologic robotic surgeon in Southern Illinois, 618-244-4800.
Darby Elder here with Interior Set and Sleep, located right across the road from Dumas here in Vincennes. We have 25 different styles of mattresses that are made by Bose, which are made right here in Indiana. We have the adjustable bases. We have several different styles of pillows, the mattress protectors. But the biggest thing is, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, you need to stop by Interior Set and Sleep, 1725 North 6th Street, located right across the road from Dumas here in Vincennes.
It's time for a Wednesday check of sports. High school softball from yesterday, FCHS over Grayville 13-3. Hamilton County gets by Johnston City 2-1. In high school baseball, Newton over Flora 4-0. Mount Vernon tops Salem 7-2. And Mount Carmel beats Oblong Palestine Hudsonville 8-5. College baseball from yesterday, Frontier sweeps a doubleheader from Sauk Valley Community College 16-3 in Game 1, 12-0 in Game 2. In junior high volleyball at the SIJHS AA Class S Regional at Allendale, New Hope defeats St. Mary's 2-0. Cisne then defeats New Hope 2-0, and Jasper defeats Clay City 2-0. Both of those matches semifinals. Jasper and Cisne will play for the regional championship on Thursday. College basketball from last night at the NCAA tournament. Texas Southern defeated Texas A&M Corpus Christi 76-67, and Indiana took care of Wyoming 66-58 in the first four. With the win, Texas Southern will be the 16 seed against number 1 seed Kansas on Thursday. Indiana will be the 12 seed against 5 seed St. Mary's. In the NBA, Grizzlies get by the Pacers 135-102, Nets over the Magic 150-108, Heat 105, Pistons 98, and the Suns beat the Pelicans 131-115. NHL action last night saw the Bruins get by the Blackhawks 2-1 in overtime, Maple Leafs blank the Stars 4-0, Coyotes over the Canadiens 6-3, Rangers get by the Ducks 4-3 in overtime, Capitals over the Islanders 4-3 in a shootout, Predators beat the Penguins 4-1, Jets 7, Golden Knights 3, Oilers over the Red Wings 7-5, Canucks beat the Devils 6-3, Avalanche blank the Kings 3-0, and the Panthers take care of the Sharks 3-2 in overtime. Cardinals ace Jack Flaherty got looked at yesterday. The Cardinals announced that Flaherty underwent a medical evaluation on his right shoulder on Tuesday. The results of the evaluation are not yet known. The right-hander went 9-2 last season with a 3.22 ERA. The Cubs are adding to their bullpen. Major League Baseball Network is reporting that the Cubs have signed right-handed reliever Chris Martin to a one-year deal. The contract reportedly worth $2.5 million. Martin recorded a 3.95 ERA in 46 appearances last season with the Braves. Alex Ovechkin moved to third place on the all-time NHL goal-scoring list with a third-period score in Washington's home win over the Islanders last night. That gave Ovechkin 767 career goals, passing Jaromir Jagr. It was also his 37th goal of the season. Ovechkin now trails only Wayne Gretzky and Gordie Howe on the all-time scoring list. Here's your schedule for today. In high school softball, FCHS is at Pope County. In college softball, FCC hosts Lincoln Trail. In college baseball, Frontier is at home against Wabash Valley College. College basketball tonight, second night of the first four in Dayton, Ohio in the NCAA tournament. Bryant takes on Wright State. Rutgers plays Notre Dame. In the NBA, Bulls at the Jazz, Hawks at the Hornets, 76ers at the Cavaliers, Nuggets at the Wizards, Mavericks at the Nets, Trailblazers at the Knicks, Suns at the Rockets, Lakers at the Timberwolves, Thunder at the Spurs, Celtics at the Warriors, Bucks at the Kings, and the Raptors at the Clippers. NHL action tonight has the Blue Jackets taking on the Senators, Bruins at the Wild, Devils at the Flames, and the Lightning at the Kraken. That is a Wednesday check of sports. Your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high 71. Cloudy tonight, or rather clear tonight, low 45. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 71. Rain, maybe thunderstorms on Friday with a high 61. And for Saturday, 20% chance of rain under partly sunny skies with the high 51. Overnight low was 40. Yesterday's high, 68. Currently, humidity at 87%. Winds are calm and the pressure at 30.08 and falling. Right now, clear skies, 42 here at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.